On this program, we've been asking filmmakers, actors, writers, and directors about the movies that they could watch over and over again, including this one from one of the stars of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. I am an actress, and the movie I have seen a million times is Wet Hot American Summer, directed by David Wayne, starring Paul Rudd, Amy Poehler, Bradley Cooper, Michael Ian Black, Elizabeth Banks, Janine Garofalo, and David Hyde Pierce.
Good morning, everybody. Well, it's the last day of camp.
I saw it when I was living in New York. I didn't know anything about it. I just saw this weird vintage-looking billboard, and I thought, oh, this might be funny. And I went in and absolutely had the time of my life.
Well, we made it to the end of the summer in one piece, except for a few campers who are lepers.
The film is about one summer on a campground where each portion of the campers' lives is represented between the love connections with the counselors.
I love the way you laugh, and I love the way your hair smells, and I love it that sometimes for no reason you're late for shul. And
the camp director who can't get it together.
Katie, you're hot, right?
I suppose so.
Okay, so if one wanted to be hot and you make a good impression, what would you wear? You put on a clean pair of pants?
The chef who may or may not be poisoning everyone.
I finish up the taters. I'm going to go fondle my sweaters.
Come on, what?
Finish up the taters.
You said you were going to go fondle your sweaters.
No, I didn't. I said I'm going to fondue with cheddar. I was thinking about making fondue with cheddar cheese for dinner tonight.
And it's basically about one crazy summer of everybody trying not to get killed.
Earlier today, I saw what I thought was possibly a planet. I now believe that object was none other than a renegade piece of Skylab, the NASA space station, and it's heading right for the camp.
There is one scene where Liz Banks is eating a barbecue.
Is there any more corn?
What?
Paul Rudd's character is kind of in love with her, and she's eating these barbecue wings, and she's got barbecue sauce all over her face, but she's the babe.
Oh, dude, Lindsay, you got...
What, dude?
You have barbecue sauce all over your face.
She just has all this disgusting barbecue sauce up her nose and dripping off her chin, and she's doing it so sexily.
It's pretty foul.
It's just barbecue sauce. Come on, I want to make out.
I loved that it danced this line of being so familiar and relatable and real, yet being absolutely ridiculously comedic and out of this world and broad.
Hey, let's all promise that in 10 years from today, we'll meet again, and we'll see what kind of people we've blossomed into.
Yeah!
What time you want to meet?
You mean 10 years from now?
Yeah.
Let's meet in the morning so we can make a day of it.
Conventional comedy isn't always necessarily the funniest, because this movie is weird and experimental, and David Wayne clearly made a movie that he liked, and that's why I love it.
In this world,
that's actress Kristen Bell talking about the movie that she could watch a million times, Wet Hot American Summer. Bell's new film is called Hit and Run, and it's in theaters now.
And who knows what the summer-